Welcome, 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 everyone. This is Sunshine, and I'm coming to you live, and I'm alive, and I'm filled with a little spice and some sassy-ass jive today because I have not been with you for several shows. So I've so been looking forward to being with you today. It has been an honor to have our recent special guest on the show, retired Border Patrol agent J.J. Carroll, MK Ultra mind control survivor Dr. Juliet Engel, and Flat Earth Dave Weiss, not to mention our fun gardening show with Josh from Grow Oya and Matt, our permaculture friend, and our BBS radio podcasters, Idaho Bo and Vivacious Vic with Down and Dirty on every Sunday, bi-weekly at 4 p.m. Central. It has been a lot of fun having guests on this show, but I am back to monologue today. I'm by myself. I got my two cats here. Hopefully they don't jump in and say anything embarrassing. But I have a lot to say, and I better get with it because I've only got an hour to get it done. The emotions in the world right now, they are flailing around today. They are off the charts. My gracious, y'all, shit is happening. And I sense you all are looking for a little sunshine update on my ascension journey since I've not done a monologue show for quite a while. So this show is going to be my Matrix jungle update. So welcome to the jungle. I won't sing the whole song because it's kind of a bad song. So nothing against Guns N' Roses, you know, be yourself, do your thing. But basically, the lyrics talk about eventually you will want what the jungle has to offer and what they're enticing you with. And once you buy in and take the bait, then they hook you and then you're snared. And so whether it be prosperity or fame or a better job or a bigger house or a better vehicle or a faster boat or a more comfortable airplane, maybe you can't relate to those things. So let's get a little more personal. Maybe it's the latest hot brand of shoes or jeans or dresses or a suit or slacks or dress shirts, maybe golf shirts or golf gear, or taking it down another notch. Maybe it's having to have those manicured nails or those pedicured toes and designer handbags, the best hiking gear or fishing gear or biking gear. I'll be honest, I've been there and done that. And to a point, being fully transparent, I still find myself desiring nice things, be it a musical instrument or clothing or shoes or jewelry, or let's just get real here. I need some landscaping bark that doesn't float, but they charge an arm and a leg for that stuff versus the basic bark that, I'm doing air quotes here, is affordable, but it floats and goes into the neighbor's yard, so they benefit from it because they can take that and put it in their garden. So I'm like, can I just get some bark that doesn't float, that like I see my hundreds of dollars just floating away when the rain hits? So I'm like, it's next to impossible to find. Let's talk about this. It's next to impossible to find clothing that is responsibly made, right? With materials that are good for our bodies, because, you know, all the stuff that comes out of, you know, other countries is made with all sorts of chemicals in it, et cetera, and so forth. And some of us can't afford to go and buy the more fancy, schmancy, good for us clothes. So what do we do? So where is the affordable price for all budgets that are good for business attire and casual workwear? So those are some questions that I'm going to throw out there for you guys, that no matter really what your salary is or what your budget is for the month, I really am sensing and talking to people that everybody is really feeling the pinch, because it is cray cray out there right now. It is insane. And we know our friend told us that it was going to get interesting. And, you know, if you watch mainstream media, I don't, but if you watch mainstream media, I'm sure that it is all Mr. Trump's fault, President Trump's fault, and it's, you know, evil, wicked, whatever. But I truly believe that he is draining the swamp and he is on a mission. And, you know, when you're taking down the bad guys, they're going to lash out. And so we're going to get caught in a little bit of crossfire. So just, you know, it's okay. Hang in there. We'll be okay. So let me see. I know I'm going to ask the question, but I'm not taking calls. So it's a hypothetical question. You can answer it in your car or while you're doing the dishes or cleaning the house or mowing the lawn. So is anyone else out there feeling the pinch on the finances when you're needing a new pair of shoes or gas for your vehicle or some food for your house? Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I, the farm animal, which most of you that listen to my show know what I'm saying, or the ant in the see-through acrylic ant farm, or the Truman Show holodeck movie star, I am done with this shit. And I am pulling the power cord on the holodeck and walking off stage left. I'm done. I'm done with this. I'm done. So even though I know I am an energetic source experiencing life in this human body, life is friggin' tough, you guys. And absolutely do not give up. Do not give in. Do not give out. And sorry, BBS, do not give a fuck about what others are doing to you or saying about you or the ones you know to truly be family that are focused on saving this planet from the despicable evil that has ruled the planet for multiple millennia. Now more than ever, it is time to put on your big girl or big boy britches and do your inner work. It's time to work on you. So, with that said, I've done that in 8 minutes. I'm doing good. I have been working through a book that I'm finding to be very helpful. And as you guys know on my show, I always try to share with you what I'm doing, where I'm at in my walk, on my way to ascension, the struggles that I'm having, how things are happening. So I want to give you a little update before we get into this book, where I'm at, because that's why you guys are here. I'm on my whiplash walk talk, and I'm sharing it with you guys. So, getting personal, most of you that have followed me for a long time know that I work out in the matrix, and it is a hot mess. And we currently are still under a lawsuit with the company that I work for. And the depositions are coming up in a couple of weeks. And I may have mentioned before, I don't know if I mentioned before, and I don't think I've had the chance to mention it on here. All of the other people that are being deposed, they were requested for a half of a day to be able to do their depositions, but I have the luxury of being requested. The honor of my presence has been requested for a full day. I'm so excited. This is going to be awesome. So, my deposition will be a full day. And on top of all of that, they just filed another tort claim against the municipality I work for. And on Friday, I believe, they threatened us with another lawsuit. So it's intense out there in the matrix, guys. And for those of you that are saying nobody knows what I'm going through, or you know, maybe yours is different, but still the same pressures. I'm in the mixer. I'm in the blender, guys. So when I say I walk out of the man door from my house into my garage, and I tell my cats that mama's going out the portal and I'll be back, I literally feel like I'm walking out of the portal and I'm jumping into the jungle. And when I come home at night, I feel like I shut the door and come into the house and I leave the matrix out, the jungle out, and I come into peace. So my struggle, all of that to let you know, my struggle is how do I stay in peace? How do I stay centered in peace when literally it is a swirling chaos of mess around me? And how did I create this? Because it says, you know, we've been told that I create what is happening in my life. And I'm like, oh, well, that was brilliant. I wish I'd have turned left instead of turning right at that Y in the road. But okay, well, there's no turning back, so let's just press through and get through this. So I heard about this book when I was talking to Flat Earth Dave. He mentioned it. And I'm like, he said it changed his life, his and his wife's life. And I'm like, Wrote it down while we were talking. Great interview, by the way. A lot of fun. It was a really good interview. So I wrote it down and I picked up the book. And again, it's called The Power of Now, and it's by Eckhart Tolle. Most on this walk probably have already read this book, or you're like, old news, sunshine, old news. Well, there's some of us that didn't know about this book. And so I just wanted you guys to know that it's really speaking to me in a lot of different areas. But the most important part is for me, and our friend has told us as well, that the past is the past. If you look in the rearview mirror, it's gone. If you look forward and you realize you can't see behind you, there's nothing behind you. And we're all like, okay, well, that's a unique concept. Okay, wrap my mind around that, working on it. But then he talks about you're in the now, okay? And now the now is gone, and now the now is gone, and now the now is gone. So that's past, past, past. And then we don't live in the future. We live in the now. And I'm like, okay, well, let me get this book because I obviously need a little help because whenever I am in the matrix, it's a swirling, chaotic mess. And so I bought the book. And one of the lines I thought was really good. It's not really what I'm going to talk about or teach on today, but it says, the secret of life is to, quote, die before you die, end quote, and find that there is no death. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be a good book. That's just really how I felt. I'm like, okay, it's going to be a good book. So the chapters, once you get into like chapter 3, 4, 5, it's a question and answer based on the thousands and thousands of questions that the author got. And he wrote a book about these questions. He would combine some of them because a lot of them would be the same question. So he would combine them into one question. But in chapter 3, moving deeply into the now, this chapter really spoke to me, and I thought I wanted to read you guys some of the questions and answers so maybe you would understand where I'm at and what has helped me, and hoping that it would help you guys too. So if you will humor me, let's start. Chapter 3, Moving Deeply into the Now by Eckhart Tolle. Don't seek yourself in the mind. Question. I feel that there is still a great deal I need to learn about the workings of my mind before I can get anywhere near full consciousness or spiritual enlightenment. And all of the answers are from Eckhart Tolle. Answer: No, you don't. The problems of the mind cannot be solved on the level of the mind. Once you have understood the basic dysfunction, there isn't really much else that you need to learn or understand. Studying the complexities of the mind may make you a good psychologist, but doing so won't take you beyond the mind, just as the study of madness isn't enough to create sanity. You have already understood the basic mechanics of the unconscious state, which is identification with the mind, which creates a false self, the ego, as a substitute for your true self rooted in being. You become as a branch cut off from the vine, as Jesus puts it. The ego's needs are endless. I feel it's vulnerable and threatened, and so lives in a state of fear and want. Once you know how the basic dysfunction operates, there is no need to explore all its countless manifestations. No need to make it into a complex personal problem. The ego, of course, loves that. It is always seeking for something to attach itself to in order to uphold and strengthen its illusory sense of self, and it will readily attach itself to your problems. This is why, for so many people, a large part of their sense of self is intimately connected with their problems. Once this has happened, the last thing they want is to become free from them. That would mean loss of self. There can be a great deal of unconscious ego investment in pain and suffering. So once you recognize the root of unconsciousness is identification with the mind, which of course includes the emotions, you step out of it. You become present. When you are present, you can allow the mind to be as it is without getting entangled in it. The mind in itself is not dysfunctional. It is a wonderful tool. Dysfunction sets in when you seek yourself in it and mistake it for who you are. It then becomes the egoic mind and takes over your whole life. This one really spoke to me for a lot of reasons because I've really kind of been beating myself up a little bit about when I'm at work and the chaos is swirling and I've got, you know, plates spinning and balls juggling and I've got fires that are boiling over on the stove, using these all as, you know, examples. This is not what I do, but it's a hot plate. It's a hot cooker for the entire time I'm there. I've always felt like, why can't I keep my peace energy? Why do I feel like I am a different being, B-E-I-N-G, when I'm at work than when I'm at home? How come I can't take this peace energy with me? And so that one really spoke to me. You know, don't seek yourself in the mind. And I'm like, okay. And then when you're a professional, if you've climbed up whatever profession you're in, blue collar, white collar, I don't stay at home mom, whatever this is, you strive to be the best you can be in what you're doing. And when it says that don't seek yourself in the mind, and that's your ego, professionally, when you're groomed to be a business professional, your whole makeup is over your accomplishments and what you are and who you are and what you're capable of. And I'm like, wow, this is really deep. So then the next question was, end the delusion of time. It's the question. It seems almost impossible to disidentify from the mind. We are all immersed in it. How do you teach a fish to fly? And the answer is, here is the key. End the delusion of time. Time and mind are inseparable. Remove time from the mind and it stops, unless you choose to use it. To be identified with your mind is to be trapped in time. The compulsion to live almost exclusively through memory and anticipation. This creates an endless preoccupation with past and future and an unwillingness to honor and acknowledge the present moment and allow it to be. The compulsion arises because the past gives you an identity and the future holds the promise of salvation, of fulfillment in whatever form. Both are illusions. Question. But without a sense of time, how would we function in this world? There would be no goals to strive toward anymore. I wouldn't even know who I am because my past makes me who I am today. I think time is something very precious, and we need to learn to use it wisely rather than waste it. Answer, time isn't precious at all, because it is an illusion. What you perceive as precious is not time, but the one point that is out of time, the now. That is precious indeed. The more you are focused on time, past and future, the more you miss the now, the most precious thing there is. Why is it the most precious thing? Firstly, because it is the only thing. It's all there is. The eternal present is the space within which your whole life unfolds. The one factor that remains constant. Life is now. There was never a time when your life was not now, nor will there ever be. Secondly, the now is the only point that can take you beyond the limited confines of the mind. It is your only point of access into the timeless and formless realm of being. Nothing exists outside the now. question. Aren't past and future just as real, sometimes even more real, than the present? After all, the past determines who we are, as well as how we perceive and behave in the present, and our future goals determine which actions we take in the present. Answer. You haven't yet grasped the essence of what I'm saying because you are trying to understand it mentally. The mind cannot understand this. Only you can. Please just listen. Have you ever experienced, done, thought, or felt anything outside the now? Do you think you ever will? Is it possible for anything to happen or be outside the now? The answer is obvious. It is not. Nothing ever happened in the past. It happened in the now. Nothing will ever happen in the future. It will happen in the now. What you think of as past is a memory trace stored in the mind of a former now. When you remember the past, you reactivate a memory trace, and you do so now. The future is an imagined now, a projection of the mind. When the future comes, it comes as the now. When you think about the future, you do it now. Past and future obviously have no reality of their own. Just as the moon has no light of its own. We won't get into that one, will we, guys? But can only reflect the light of the sun. So are past and future only pale reflections of the light, power, and reality of the eternal present. Their reality is borrowed from the now. The essence of what I'm saying here cannot be understood by the mind. The moment you grasp it, there is a shift in consciousness from mind to being, from time to presence. Suddenly, everything feels alive, radiates energy, emanates being. The key to spiritual dimension. In life-threatening emergency situations, the shift in consciousness from time to presence sometimes happens naturally. The personality that has a past and a future momentarily recedes and is replaced by an intense conscious presence, very still but very alert at the same time. Whatever response is needed then arises out of that state of consciousness. The reason why some people love to engage in dangerous activities such as mountain climbing, car racing, and so on, although they may not be aware of it, is that it forces them into the now, that intensely alive state that is free of time, free of problems, free of thinking, free of the burden of the personality. Slipping away from the present moment even for a second may mean death. Unfortunately, they come to depend on a particular activity to be in that state. But you don't need to climb the north face of the Eiger. You can enter that state now. So this is something that I really wanted to share with you guys, that I'm working on, that I'm believing for myself. We call it, go within. I've really worked on going within and working within. I really am not lost or interested in or focusing on my previous expressions, what I've done, who I was, who I am. We joke, I have a couple of friends that I joke with, that the one thing that I was able to glean from our friend Q was that I'm a dinosaur and I'm pretty good at flying. And so I've joked about, awesome, I'm pretty good at flying and I fart rose petal rainbows everywhere I go when I fly. I'm just kind of being a goofball, but it's like, awesome, okay, I figured something out. So it's kind of funny because I really don't have a desire to Know my previous expressions because my focus right now is, you guys, this place is messed up, and I'm tired. If you listen to Kelly today, oh my gosh, cracked me up. Such a good show with excuse me, I got choked. With Kelly on Connect with Kelly. She was talking about an article that Ben Fulford wrote, somebody I listen to as well, and I keep up with. And he had a picture of Bugs Bunny, a cartoon, picture of Bugs Bunny kind of laying, kind of reclined back, kind of like, whew, exhausted kind of thing. And it had the word exhaustipated on it. And it just cracked me up because the definition was too tired to give a shit. You guys, from my matrix experience right now, that I'm exhaustipated, and I am not kidding about that. And so I was laughing because I'm like, Kelly, you're right on it. And she started talking about the now and being in the now and living in the now. And I'm like, girl, we are synchronistic here. And so my term I shared with her, and I've already said the word once, so I better not say it twice. So you guys are gonna have to follow me. It's FOOF, FOOF. And it's fresh out of ducks, and you can change the letter. I am done. I'm so done. So I am really just focusing on going within and giving myself a lot of grace that when I am in the matrix right now, I'm trying to find my exit strategy. So on the exit strategy, I'm trying to. I'm not trying to let my earth suit and my emotions and my feelings knock me off course. I want to focus on, how do I put it? I want to focus on, okay, what's my exit strategy? Where do I want to go? Where do I want to be? Where am I called? I know that answer. Now it's how am I going to get there? And how am I going to get there responsibly without just imploding everything I have going on in my life right now? And I can see in the matrix that it's keeping me so busy and so overwhelmed during the week that there's no time to work on the plan. So on the weekends, it's so hot outside, usually right now during this time of year, that I'm not out gardening. So I'm working on the paperwork behind the scenes and just sensing into being led by my heart and being led by my spirit on what my next steps are. So instead of trying to get in my mind and doing what I know to do in the natural, which would be, okay, we've got to find a job and I've got to do this, it's more of a commanding my spirit to just be in the now and then putting it out there to draw the resources and draw what I need to sell my home. I've done a lot of work on this place and I've put a lot of love into all the plants on this property. And so I'm putting it out there that somebody, a great person, a great family that will love this place and nurture this place even better than me will fall in love within it. And somehow, some way, our paths will cross. Whether it be eventually I list it or not, I don't know. But right now, I don't have the time to list it. And I don't have the resources. I'm not willing to pay the 6% because I will pretty much not make a lot of money on this to be able to put it into something else. So those are some of the natural, you're hearing the natural and the heart-centered part is colliding a lot right now. And so I'm just being brutally honest with you guys that I'm in a little bit of a battle. But I still give myself a lot of grace, and I want to encourage you guys to do the same because don't get caught up in who you are. Don't get caught up in what you do for a living or what status you have in the community or at your place of worship or whatever it is. Don't get caught up in whether you're single or married. Don't get caught up on whether you're happy or unhappy. Go within and just learn to love and get to know who you truly are, which is that source in you, that light being in you. We've been so programmed to focus on the outward, focus on this earth suit, and not focus on who we truly are. And so that's where I'm at right now, is really focusing on who I am and how I am trying to work through basically, you know, the programming that we've been programmed since we were born and we agreed to come to this earth to work through this ascension process. So if you guys will hang with me for about 2 minutes, we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about more in the book and some other things that I'm doing, and I'll be more transparent with you on where I'm at and we'll get things going. So BBS, if you're ready, let's do a little 2 minute break with my music and we'll be right back. Enjoy the music, guys. I'll be right back. Music. It makes me just happy. It's just sunshine. It just screams sunshine to me. So welcome back to Whiplash Talk. I am Sunshine, your host, and I'm so excited that you're here with me for this beautiful hour on BBS Radio and TV. I absolutely adore BBS Radio. And if you are out there looking for a place to say your piece and to share your knowledge and to love on others or to do whatever it is you do, this is the place where you go to where you're not censored. They welcome you. Please come over and join the BBS Radio and TV team. We would love to have you. I'll go ahead and say this, and then I will get back into what we were talking about the power of now. And the book is by Eckhart Tolle. I invite you guys to go check out Sojourns. They are doing a three-part series on divine perspectives, on religious perspectives. It's on at 11 a.m. Central Time next Saturday, August 9th, and that will be the third part of the series. I was honored to be invited to be on the second show of their three-part series. And that one was aired July 26th, and their first part was July 12th. You can find them on BBS Radio / Sojourns, Soul Journs. They are a lovely, beautiful, incredibly heady, wonderful, brilliant minds, brilliant hearts. Just, I love listening to them. As a guest, you're kind of on there and you're just kind of like, oh, this is wonderful. And you're like, oh, I think I need to speak. Oops. Because it's just a beautiful, beautiful show with some amazing people. So, Hammy Bo, Zaya, and Merman, you guys were amazing. Thank you for inviting me back. I look forward to being on your August 9th show on Saturday the 9th at 11 a.m. Central Time on BBS Radio. And Omi, we missed you. I would like to continue on. I'll tell you a little bit more about the power of now, but there was a poem, Wisdom of the Feathered Serpent. A lot of us are familiar with this book. Sorry, I got a little close to the mic there. It might have gotten loud. And this one really spoke to me. I was kind of looking like, today's August 2nd, and they didn't have an August 2nd, but there's an August 3rd. And I thought, let me read that. And it's a poem, and it's called Geometric Beings or Humans. And it says, the slipstream you're in now is quantum's true test. Material remnants are no longer a task, but objects and people in front of you buzz with particular frequencies translated with just a slight little adjustment, a slight little tweak, and soon you'll know instantly the spot that is sweet. Each geometric being you encounter is a blazing example of ego's fat blunder to mask such a beautiful gem in the flesh. Projects to the ego of false, not sure bet, tuning into the radiant being under the coating of trappings and scheming. I kind of feel like that now, right, you guys? It's like, my goodness, this place is cray cray. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. I'm just like, this place is a handful. But we signed up for it. Woohoo! Okay, we're in. I'm in. Okay, continuing in the book, The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. We're still in moving deeply into the now. He goes on to say and write, intense presence is needed when certain situations trigger a reaction with a strong emotional charge, such as when your self-image is threatened. A challenge comes into your life that triggers fear, things go wrong, or an emotional complex, excuse me, from the past is brought up. In those instances, the tendency is for you to become unconscious. The reaction or emotion takes you over. You become it. You act it out. You justify. You make wrong, attack, defend, except that it isn't you. It's the reactive pattern, the mind in its habitual survival mode. Identification with the mind gives it more energy. Observation of the mind withdraws energy from it. Identification with the mind creates more time. Observation of the mind opens up the dimension of the timeless. The energy that is withdrawn from the mind turns into presence. Once you can feel what it means to be present, it becomes much easier to simply choose to step out of the time dimension whenever time is not needed for practical purposes and move more deeply into the now. This does not impair your ability to use time, past or future, when you need to refer to it for practical matters, nor does it impair your ability to use your mind. In fact, it enhances it. When you do use your mind, it will be sharper, more focused. Letting go of psychological time. Learn to use time in the practical aspects of your life. We may call this clock time, but immediately return to present moment awareness when those practical matters have been dealt with. In this way, there will be no buildup of psychological time, which is identification with the past and continuous compulsive projection into the future. Clock time is not just making an appointment or planning a trip. It includes learning from the past so that we don't repeat the same mistakes over and over. Setting goals and working towards them, predicting the future by means of patterns and laws, physical, mathematical, and so on, learned from the past and taking appropriate action on the basis of our predictions. But even here, within the sphere of practical living, where we cannot do without reference to past and future, the present moment remains the essential factor. Any lesson from the past becomes relevant as it is applied now. Any planning, as well as working toward achieving a particular goal, is done now. The enlightened person's main focus of attention is always the now, but they are still peripherally aware of time. In other words, they continue to use clock time but are free of psychological time. Be alert as you practice this so that you do not unwittingly transform clock time into psychological time. For example, if you made a mistake in the past and learned from it now, you are using clock time. On the other hand, if you dwell on it mentally and self-criticism, remorse, or guilt come up, then you are making the mistake into me and mine. You make it part of your sense of self, and it has become psychological time, which is always linked to a false sense of identity. Non-forgiveness necessarily implies a heavy burden of psychological time. If you set yourself a goal and work toward it, you are using clock time. You are aware of where you want to go, but you honor and give your fullest attention to the step that you are taking at this moment. If you then become excessively focused on the goal, perhaps because you are seeking happiness, fulfillment, or a more complete sense of self in it, the now is no longer honored. It becomes reduced to a mere stepping stone in the future, with no intrinsic value. Clock time turns into psychological time at that point. Your life's journey is no longer an adventure, just an obsessive need to arrive, to attain, to make it. You no longer see or smell the flowers by the wayside, either, nor are you aware of the beauty and the miracle of life that unfolds all around you when you are present in the now. This really spoke to me because I have always been someone that loved to do vision boards, still do, and I am in the process of doing them with a group, and I'm super excited about it. But just that shift and change of doing the vision board, it's okay to have the vision board, it's okay to have vision, but stay in the now. Don't put all of your focus in the future. Stay in the now, knowing that, okay, I'm in the now, I'm going that way, but I'm in the now. And I love that. I love that little shift, because you could so easily shift and go into the psychological clock and knock yourself right out of what he calls clock time. And so I just wanted to share that with you guys and encourage you to work on going within, work on staying in your now, work on being happy and content with who you are as a light being, as source within. Yes, we all have different earth suits. Yes, we might want to be taller, thinner, shorter, stronger, faster, younger. But you can work on that with your commands. So I just encourage you guys to just love and get to know who you truly are. Because we've been programmed to think that the spirit or source within us is not that powerful, when actually you are all powerful and you are all knowing, and you're the bee's knees. You're the it. You're the one. You're the neatest thing since sliced bread. I'm trying to think of all the things we say. You're the peanut butter to my jelly. You're the cheese to my macaroni. You're the icing on my cupcake. You know, all of those sayings. That's that source in you. So I encourage you to just love on you and enjoy being with you and knowing yourself. Sometimes change is uncomfortable, and trying to stay in the now, and when I'm trying to work on staying in peace and in heart-centered peace whenever I'm in the swirling chaos, it's tough. And I've always loved this saying out of Florence Scovel Shinn's books, and it's words of wisdom. And this one is really good. It says, faith without nerve, NERVE, is dead. It takes some nerve to walk this faith walk. It takes some nerve to believe in Source in you. It takes some nerve to push down that flesh suit and to really truly allow your spirit its identity and to empower it to walk in its identity. So faith without nerve is dead. And then I love this one. Never look or you'd never leap. So, okay, don't look, stay in the now. Don't look forward. Don't look too far into the future. Just stay here. Kelly, earlier on her show on Connect with Kelly, she was talking about a really pretty steep incline that she likes to go hike in, and the challenges that she likes to take on. And she heard Spirit tell her, this aligned with my show too, really synchronistic today. And she was saying that Spirit, before she started to tackle the mountain that she was going to climb, that Spirit told her, don't look up to the top, just look at your feet. Look at the now is the way I would take it. Look at the now and just climb the mountain. And she likes to climb it with intensity. It's not like, okay, I think I'll just lollygag up to the top. She's like, I am attacking this thing. And so this was my interpretation. I've never been with her when she's climbed a mountain, but that was my interpretation of what she was saying. And so she did it. She just kept looking at her feet and kept going and kept going and kept going. And next thing you know, she's like, I'm at the top. What? Wait. And she was like, woohoo! I mean, she was like, yippee, she made it. And I interpret that as the, never look or you'd never leap. Just keep your eyes in the now and know where you want to steer your ship, but keep your eyes in the now. There's some affirmations I like to do. We all do our commands, but there's some affirmations I like to do. And one of them is, adverse appearances work for my good, for Source utilizes every person and every situation to bring me my heart's desire. Hindrances are friendly and obstacles springboards. I now jump into my good. Another one is, as I am one with Source, I am one with my undivided good. The next one is, as the needle in the compass is true to the north, what is rightfully mine is true to me. I am the north. And I wrote in, I am the source. The next one, I am now linked by an invisible, unbreakable magnetic cord with all that belongs to me by divine right. Every plan of Source, not planned by Source, is dissolved and obliterated, and the divine design of my life now comes to pass. And we all have, I shouldn't say we all. I know I can only speak for myself, so please forgive me on that. I have commands to where I'm commanding things like this into my life, but sometimes I just want to be able to just repeat the affirmations that I have. So the next one that I have is, Source is my unfailing and immediate supply of all good. These type of things help me at work whenever the pressure cooker is at full boiling point and it's coming at me from all different directions. So I'm hoping these will help you too. I water my wilderness with faith, and suddenly it blossoms as the rose. I now exercise my fearless faith in three ways: by knowing, speaking, and acting. I am unmoved by appearances, therefore, appearances move. I know there is nothing to defeat Source, therefore, there is nothing to defeat me. And then I'll leave you guys with this one, and we'll kind of wrap it up. Source works in unexpected and magical ways, my wonders to perform. You guys, we are powerful. We are powerful beings that don't even know our true power. So, might I introduce you to your best friend, your source within? Get to know them. They're pretty amazing. Yeah, they're pretty amazing. I truly love you guys, and I really appreciate you being here with me and being on Whiplash Talk, my supporters, my financial supporters, and my subscriptions. I truly appreciate each and every one of you for helping me to stay on the air and to be a part of your walk and of your life. I love all of my syndicated stations that carry me, and I appreciate all of my listeners. It blows me away how my numbers keep going up and how you guys reach out and send me notes and messages of where you're at and what you're doing in your walk and what shows have spoken to you. And shoot, I'd even welcome, shows that you guys would like to hear. I would love to be able to get in touch with, if anybody knows how to get in touch with Paul Wallace. I've sent him an email asking him to come on the show. He's the one that has written all the Eden series, The Eden Conspiracy. It'd be a fabulous interview. I also thought I had a connection to Scott McKay, but I lost his cell phone number. So that was one I wish I hadn't lost. That was a bummer. But I did, and I would love to have Patriot Street Fighter on as well to come on to the show. So if anybody out there has his contact information, you can reach me through bbsradio.com/whiplashtalk. I love each and every one of you so, so much. I wish you much grace, much love, much blessing, many blessings. And BBS, I think we'll go ahead and close it out a little bit early, and then that way you can play some great music before the next show coming up at the top of the hour. Beautiful love to each and every one of you. BBS, I love you so, so much. You guys really do some amazing work, and it's so nice that you have our backs. So I love you. Have a beautiful 2 weeks. I'll see you next week on Sojourns. I will be with them on August 4th at 11 a.m. Come check us out. We'll be talking religion and how it works and how it really worked against us. I love you all. Bye.